Because the reason why God took them through the longest route was because of their heart.
Then the third man also promises to follow Jesus.
God's righteous man, pretending you could live without a war.
If God knew that these men and women are so made up.
I'd like to know why S.H.I.E.L.D. is using the Tesseract to build weapons of mass destruction.
This man says, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house.
Everyone creates the thing they dread. Men of peace create engines of war. Invaders create avengers.
That their minds were made up. That God will take them through the shortest route. Because God, he knows our hearts.
What is this? What is this place?
We're all connected. Everything's connected.
Okay, how was Claire? Could you reconnect?
He wanted to say goodbye to his family, but what did Jesus say to him? Jesus said to him, no one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
And he knew that their hearts were not strong.
I'm willing to sacrifice.
Yeah, who? Huh? Me? You're willing to sacrifice others, but not yourself.
How could you be worthy? You're all the killers.
This man represents the lukewarm church or the lukewarm bride. He wants to follow Jesus, but he also wants to go back to his family.
Know that in the Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring, Legolas stands on top of the snow while everyone is waist deep, showing just how light of foot elves really are.
Because when you read the book of Exodus, you will see that each time they face a challenge, they will go to Moses and say, Moses. So are you telling us that there were no graves in Egypt? That you are bringing us here in this desert to die?
True liberty must be refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants.
Right. Sometimes a little human collateral is the cost of freedom, isn't it?
They gave Moses so much trouble.
I needed a car.
And that's it?
Oh, well, something that couldn't be traced back to me.
Right.
I had one ready till that cop showed up.
That cop was a federal agent.
You think you know what's coming? You don't have a clue.
I know where you're going. I know you're going to be away for a long time. I know that.
That Moses got to a point where God would tell him to do one thing, and he was so mad. He was so mad at the people, and he would do the wrong thing. And because of that, he did not see the promise.
Lawrence Minuti, my partner, he shot him.
I was about to burn him, and he was waking up, you know. I didn't have a lot of cool.
Well, why didn't you do that for Claire Kutcher?
I pray for you that people will not make you lose your blessing.
Why didn't God show them where they were going?
This case will never even go to trial.
No?
I seen this coming.
Did you? What? What? Just glad. You see what's coming. Okay, what's coming? Tell me.
Right? So that's God's crown. God is a king. He makes us kings and queens. We get a crown.
Why did God lead his people in such a way that their vision of where they were going was limited?
Who are you, Pastor? Who are you? That's why when God made Adam and Eve, he put them in the Garden of Eden.
Purpose.
Why didn't God just show them the promised land?
Under us, he puts our assignment.
It's not supposed to be this way.
The word garden means enclosure. That's a protected place. It's a protection.
Because what if the promised land wasn't the promise?
Same reasons like man, God thinks of eternity.
Eden means pleasure. That's the provision. That's where all the provision was.
What if the whole point of their journey wasn't just to get to the promised land?
Well, I prostrate myself before a world that's going to hell in a handbag. Because in all eternity, I am here. I will be remembered. That's destiny.
Okay? So, when God puts our assignment under us, as long as I yield my life to God...
I didn't say it would be easy. I just said it would be true.
What if the whole point of their journey...
And what it means...
was to learn how to follow the clouds.
All I'm offering is the truth, nothing.
So the Garden of Eden was God's protected place of pleasure.
What's real? Do we actually want?
bomb has a destiny. It's a predetermined fate set by the hand of its creator. Anyone who tries to alter that destiny will be destroyed.
What if the whole point of their journey was not just to get across the desert as quickly as possible?
The truth shall set you free.
Because God doesn't want a bunch of robots. He wants people who are happily and joyfully yielded to his assignment for them.
Anyone who tries to stop him from happening will cause it to happen. And that's what you don't understand.
It was he who freed the first of us. Taught us the truth.
But what if it was to learn how to trust in the fire?
And can human beings be free?
We're not here to coexist. I'm here to win.
Have you ever had a dream, Neo, that you were so sure was real? What if you were unable to wake from that dream?
And understand this, when we decide we are no longer going to be under God's authority, guess what God had to do?
What if the whole reason to have is not just so that you can get to the future?
Your mind, which can help us uncode the modern matrix of our time.
Free your mind.
So you better have some divine intervention, buddy. You're going to need it. You better ask why.
So God's given me enough authority, enough autonomy, that I can decide I don't want to be under his authority anymore.